Share and Share Alike, starring Michael Robbins and Hugh Paddick. Featuring Elizabeth Morgan and Dennis Bond, with guest appearances this week by Derek Giler and Henry McGee.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Burrows.
No, it isn't, Janice. It's raining.
Oh, wasn't when I came in.
How interesting.
The sun was shining quite brightly 20 minutes ago.
Janice, are you merely commenting on the changeable weather we experience in this country, or are you trying to imply that I am somewhat late this morning?
Late? Oh, you're late, Mr. Burrows.
For your information, Janice, I'm not only late, I'm in a very bad mood.
Is it that corn in your foot?
No, Janice, it is a thorn in my side.
Ooh, nasty.
In other words, my brother Jack. He's quite impossible to live with. He's untidy, unpredictable, unruly, and quite frequently under the influence. Leaves his socks soaking in the sink and drops his cigarette ash all over the furniture. Then to cap it all, this morning he deliberately monopolised the bathroom and hid my toothbrush. That's why I was late.
Oh, dear.
Well, now, let's get down to it, shall we?
Oh, yes, Mr. Burrows.
Steady, Janice. Have there been any messages?
Yes, yes. Mr. Dawson called. He's trying to organise a meeting about the fourth floor coffee machine on Friday evening.
No, I'm never free on a Friday evening. That's when I rehearse with the Works Drama Club.
Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. Burrows, you know, I've always been interested in amateur dramatics. I thought perhaps I'd join.
Oh, dear. Well, it's not that easy, you see. You have to do a sort of audition, and they're very choosy. Well, what they're really looking for is charisma.
Oh, well, there we are, then. I might be just right to play her.
No, I'm sorry, Janice. I don't really think I can recommend you.
What a shame. Especially with us being in personnel. I mean, it would be such a good way of meeting our fellow workers. I mean, your brother, for instance.
Well, you certainly wouldn't meet him among the workers. That's the last place he'd be, the very last.
Hello, dispatch. Jack Burrows. Hey? No, well, I'm not really surprised he hadn't received it. It's still on our shelves here. What? Yeah, well, it may well have been marked urgent, mate. So it's practically everything else we've got waiting. All right, I'll do my best. Cheerio. Blooming cheek. What's the time, Ron?
Just gone 11.
Blimey. Do you realise that we've been in an hour and a half and that phone has rung twice already? Oh, then it's all going, it. You make a good cup of tea, Ron.
Oh, ta.
By the way, when's your birthday?
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. But I asked you, when's your birthday?
29th of August.
Thanks. 29. And what's your address?
Oh. 17 Elm Road, Northwest 6.
17 Northwest 6.
Here, Jack, you better let me have your details.
What for?
Well, if you're going to send me a card, I'd like to be able to send you one too.
What are you talking about? I'm filling in my pools. That's matches 29, 17 and 6.
Oh. I thought you'd given up doing the pool.
Yeah, well, I've started again. If there's even the slightest chance of winning some money, I've got to have a go at it. And I can get away from that ruddy brother of mine.
Have you and he had another row?
Oh, he ever stops, mate. I mean, take this weekend. I couldn't even have a fag without him following me around with a dustpan, a brush and an aerosol.
Yo, blimey.
He's like a broody hen. Never stops fussing around, nagging. I mean, if Mum only knew what she let me in for.
Why don't you get in touch with her and tell her?
What are you talking about? She's dead.
No, I meant through a medium, like.
Well, you mean calling up the spirits nonsense?
That's right. Do you remember Archie Cartwright? Used to work in accounts.
Oh, yeah, what, the one who always wore suede shoes and a monocle?
Yeah, that's right.
And if your pay packet was a bit short, you could always trace it back to him.
Yeah, that's the fella. Well, he used to dabble with the occult, still does. You know, old sort of seances. He's got all the proper chat, and sometimes he really does get messages from the other side.
What, Russia?
No, the great beyond.
Well, How come you know all about this?
Well, I sometimes give him a hand.
How do you mean?
I'm his contact on the other side. I'm Aristotle.
Harry who?
Stottle.
Do you mean people actually believe all that rubbish?
Oh, yeah. I've seen lots of very smart people taken in.
You got his phone number?
Yeah, it's 808-3107.
107, right, got it. Oh, by the way, Ron, we're seem to be getting a bit low on the tea. Would you like to spirit yourself across the road and get some, would you?
Yeah, OK, won't be long.
There's no need to worry. That old black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic, 107. That old black magic has me in its spell.
Hello?
Oh, is that Archie Cott, right?
Could be. Who wants to know?
My name is Burrows, Jack Burrows. I am trying to get in touch with my mother.
Have you tried missing persons?
No, she is not missing. She is dead.
Now, Mr. Burrows, we never say dead. You mean she's passed over to the spirit world?
Yeah, well, if you say so. Look, the point is, I've been talking to a friend of yours, Aristotle.
Aristotle? Yes, you know Ron, then, do you?
Yeah. Anyway, he thought you might be able to help me.
I can but do my humble best. What exactly is it you want?
Well, I'd like you to, how can I put it?
Yes.
Fake a seance.
Mr. Burrows, I couldn't possibly do anything underhand.
It's worth a tenner.
Oh, no. I think not.
I'll double it.
When can you come?
How about Wednesday evening?
Wednesday it is.
Good. Now then, there's my brother.
Is he in the spirit world?
No, he only looks as if he is. Perhaps I'd better explain. You see, my mother left my brother and me 25,000 nigger each.
25,000? My word, quite a windfall.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, she laid down certain conditions. Now, what I want you to do is to get Mum to say that we can have the money straight away without waiting. What do you think? Can you do it?
Well, I should think so.
Mind you, it's got to look really genuine.
All my sales are genuine, even the phony ones.
Good. Right, now, I'll just... hang on. How would it be if you got Mum to say the money should now be divided 20,000 to Leslie and 30,000 to me?
That wouldn't be strictly honest, now, would it?
You mean you can't do it?
Well, not for 20 quid, I can't. 30, perhaps.
25.
28.
Done.
No, I'm sorry, Janice. As Sarah Bernhardt, you just haven't got a leg to stand on. Just not experienced enough to join the drama club.
Oh, but surely they could find me a small part, Mr. Burrows. Like a village maiden or a peasant girl.
No, Janice, there are no village maidens or peasant girls in Blythe Spirit. You don't believe me? Have a look for yourself. Here's my copy of the play.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Burrows. Ooh. Oh, it's a comedy, isn't it?
That's right, by the late Sir Noel Coward. Or the Master, as we thespians affectionately term him.
Here, who's this, Madame Accarty?
Madame Accarty. She's a rather eccentric lady.
Ooh, is she? Here, Mr. Burrows. How does this sound? Is there anyone there? One knock for yes, two knocks for no. Now then, is there anyone there? Is that you, Daphne?
No, Janice, it's not Daphne. It's someone knocking at the office door. Quick, put that script away. It might be Mr. Talbot.
It's all right, Mr. Burrows.
Come in.
Hello, Nip.
Oh, it's you, Jack. Shouldn't you be busy down in dispatch?
No, I've got a couple of minutes. It's my coffee break.
Well, if it's your coffee break, you've got a couple of hours.
Yeah. Don't start getting sarky. I've got something to tell you that could benefit both of us.
Excuse me. Would you like me to, you know?
Well, under different circumstances, my answer will be yes.
That'll do, Jack. You're not on the shop floor now.
Sorry, love, just my little joke.
Jack, we're very busy. What exactly do you want?
Well, you see, it's like this.
as this business of us living together doesn't seem to be working out too well, why don't we see if we can get in touch with Mum? Up there, in the spirit, what's it? Well, what do you think?
I think you've either been drinking something a lot stronger than coffee or you've gone funny in the head. Are you really serious about getting in touch with Mum?
Well, it's worth a go, isn't it? I mean, we can't lose any by trying, can we?
No, suppose that's true.
Well, what do you say, then? Now, remember, we've still got to live together for another 2.5 years.
We'll try it.
Right, I've fixed it for Wednesday evening.
Hang on. What do you mean you fixed it? We're going to need a medium for a start.
Yeah, I know, I found one. Had him personally recommended, didn't I?
Who is he?
Name's Archie Cartwright. Matter of fact, he used to work here.
Oh, I remember him. Used to be in accounts.
That's right.
Is he any good?
Good. He is out of this world.
Oh, you are funny.
Yes, I know, tell me.
Janice, haven't you got work to do?
Yes, Mr. Burrows.
You know, Jack, if we are going to go ahead with this plan of yours, we'll have to get our solicitor along to witness it.
Old Brown, not that silly old goat.
Of course we will. He won't just take our word for it. We could have bribed this Cartwright fella and engineered the whole thing.
Good gracious me. What a shocking idea. He couldn't possibly think that, could he?
Well, he may appear a bit dotty, but underneath he's quite shrewd.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'll tell you what. You ask him to attend. I mean, how could he doubt a man of your integrity?
Yes, that is true.
I mean, you and he are on the same wavelength, aren't you?
He's practically round the bend.
That's what I meant. Yeah, well, that's it. I must get back. I'm a busy man. It's been very pleasant having this little chat with you, Les. Must do it more often. Bye-bye, Janice.
Well, I must say, Mr. Burrows, your brother seems very nice.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? Shade too nice, if you ask me. I wonder.
Anything the matter, Mr. Burrows?
No, just wondering. Have you got that copy of Blythe Spirit?
Yes, here it is.
Well, look, read that bit of Madame Arcati again, would you?
Oh, yeah, you mean the one not for yes and two for no bit?
Yes, that's it, yes.
A little more elderberry wine, Jack?
No, thank you, Archie.
You don't mind my calling you Jack?
No, of course. Ron, come here. You know what you've got to say, don't you?
I should do. We've been through it 10 times.
Yeah, well, Leslie and old Brown will be here any minute. I just want to make sure, so go through it once again, will you?
When I get the signal, I say, "This is Mum speaking. I have decided to change my will. My boys can have the money now. Leslie will have £20,000 and Jack, because of his good behaviour, we'll get £30,000.
Right, that's it. Now, for God's sake, remember that. Where are you going to put him, Archie?
Behind the serving hatch. Ron goes into the kitchen and speaks through directly into here.
Yeah, well, it seems all right. Yup, Struth, here.
Right, Ron, off you go into the kitchen.
OK, Archie. I'm on my way.
Let's see. Is everything ready? Candles lit, curtains drawn, serving hatch slightly open. Yes. Oh, Jack, a beer, dear, and switch on the Buddha.
I beg your pardon?
Now, the Buddha, it brings a touch of the mystic East.
Oh.
His navel lights up.
Yeah, well, we've all got our problems, haven't we? Mm. Where's the switch?
Under his...
Yeah, I think I found it.
That's better. Right, I'm coming,
Blimey, I hope this is going to work. Here, Ron, can you hear me in there?
What?
I said, can you hear me in there?
Hang on a minute. What were you saying? I couldn't hear you.
I was asking... Oh, blimey, it doesn't matter.
This way, gentlemen.
Look out, they're coming.
Now then, Mr. Burrows, Mr. Brown, I believe you all know each other.
Hello, Leslie.
Good evening, Jack.
Mr. Brown...
Ah, good evening. I haven't seen you since the trial. Did you get off? I can't remember.
No, Mr. Brown, this is my brother Jack.
Well, now, this is a very pleasant place you've got here, isn't it?
No, Mr. Brown, I don't live here. This is Mr. Cartwright's house.
Mr. Cartwright? That's me. Now we have met, haven't we? Quite recently, what's more.
I just let you in.
That's right. It's a small world, isn't it?
Look, why don't you sit down at this table and make yourself comfortable, Mr. Brown?
Oh, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. Let me know. Well, I must say I'm looking forward to this. You know, I haven't played bridge for years.
Bridge? No, Mr. Brown, we are not going to play bridge.
Oh, what a pity. It's a change of plan. Yes, well, can't be helped, can't be helped.
Would you care for a glass of elderberry wine?
Well, no, I wondered if I should. You see, I was at court this afternoon and a client of mine was acquitted. Surprising, really. I was convinced he'd done it. Anyway, afterwards, we had a couple of port and lemons together by way of a celebration. So.
Well, if you'd rather not, Mr. Brown.
Yes, I agree. I don't suppose a little will do any harm.
No. All right.
Thank you. That's it.
How's that?
That'll do fine. Very nice, yeah. Now then, you say that we're not going to play bridge, then?
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
We are going to have a seance here tonight and try and get in touch with our mother in the spirit world.
Oh, my word.
And we want you here as a witness to what happens.
A seance? No, that's fascinating, that, isn't it?
Are you interested in the spirits?
No, thanks. I'll stick to the elderberry wine.
Look, I reckon we should make a start.
I'll just switch the lights off. Now, would you all hold hands with the person on your left?
Mr. Brown, you've got to hold my hand.
Pardon?
We've all got to hold hands.
Oh, very well, although I must say I'm not very happy about this. You know, sitting in the dark, holding hands with three men. Had a case the other day, probably started just like this.
Right. Quiet, please. Is everybody quite comfortable?
Yes, fine. Thank you very much. Very nice, yes.
Right. If everybody's ready, we can begin. Now, I must ask for complete silence. I'm now going to try and get in touch with Aristotle, who is my contact on the other side.
Oh, spirit world. Spirit world, into which we all must pass. Come in. Come in.
Your time's up.
Mr. Brown, this is very important.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry. It was just a little... carry on now.
We wish to make contact with the great beyond. Is there anyone there? Is there anyone there? One rap for yes, two raps for no. Now then, is there anyone there?
By Jove, that's what I call service, then.
Mr. Brown, no interruptions, please.
I'm very sorry about that. Carry on.
Is that you, Aristotle? Good evening, Aristotle. Is there anyone there who wishes to get in touch with anyone here? Is it someone for either of the Mr. Burrows? Please, may we have the message. Speak now.
Hello. Leslie, Jack, this is your mother.
Hey, Rod, that was marvellous.
That wasn't me. I didn't say a word.
Don't muck about. Of course it was you.
I tell you, it wasn't.
It looks as if we've made direct contact. We shan't need Aristotle after all.
What do you mean we shan't need him? He's vital.
I tell you, we've made direct contact.
Blimey. Do something, Ron. Say something.
This is Aristotle speaking, your friendly contact.
Not tonight, Aristotle.
Aye?
Why did he say aye?
Ah, well, that's his call sign.
Oh.
yes. You see, A for Aristotle. he always uses that when he's leaving.
Leaving? He's only just got there.
Really, Jack, what are you making all this fuss about? Mummy's waiting to speak to us.
Look, who arranged this seance in the first place? Carry on, Aristotle.
I have been asked to give you a message by Mrs. Burrows.
Do not worry, Aristotle. I shall deliver the message myself.
Oh, well, in that case, good night.
The spirits are rather playful tonight. Mrs. Burrows, the line is now clear. Speak. We are listening.
Wait a minute. How can it be, Mum? I mean, it is a well-known fact that seances are always rigged.
I beg your pardon?
Rigorously above board.
That's better.
Yeah. Yes, of course it's Mum. Hello, Mum. This is your son, Jack.
I have been thinking about my will, and I realise that it was wrong to expect my two sons to live together, so Jack is now free to move out. Also, I wish to alter the division of my inheritance between my two sons.
Blimey, it must be, Mum, it's all coming true. Carry on, Mum, we are listening.
Instead of my sons each receiving £25,000, the money is to be divided so that my younger son, Jack...
Yes. Go on, Mum, say it.
...receives £20,000.
Yes, that is it, that... Here, ring a bell. Only 20,000? Mum, you've got it all wrong.
Jack, please, let Mother continue. Mummy, what about me?
Oh, yes, Leslie. Dear Leslie, because you are such a kind, thoughtful, wonderful person, I want you to receive the balance of my inheritance, £30,000.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Mummy.
Have you got that down, Mr. Brown? 30,000 to me and 20,000 to Jack.
Yes, I've got it all written down, you see. It's all there.
How dare she do this to me?
And now I am going.
And so am I. Down to the nearest boozer.
Oh, there we are, Mr. Burrows. Yesterday's timesheets and your coffee.
Thank you, Janice, and thank you for last night. You were very good.
Oh, well, I expect for a moment you really thought it was your mother talking, eh?
Well, no, not really. Mother was a bit more refined.
We did very well.
You convinced Jack and Mr. Brown, and that was the most important thing.
Hello, Mr. Burrows' office. Yes, just a moment. It's for you, Mr. Burrows.
Who is it?
Your solicitor.
Ah, thank you, Janice. Good morning, Mr. Brown. What? Oh, dear. Oh, I see. Yes, well, thank you anyway. Goodbye. Janice, call dispatch supervisor. Get my brother up here.
Oh, yes, Mr. Burrows.
Oh,
personnel here, Mr. Hubbard. Ask Jack Burrows to come over, please, as soon as possible.
Immediately.
Immediately. Thank you.
Damn it.
Oh, bad news, Mr. Burrows.
Unfortunately, yes. Mr. Brown says he can find no legal precedent for changing a will by seance.
Oh, dear.
Apparently, the only person who's made anything out of this is Archie Cartwright. He cost me £50. That'll be Jack. Come in.
Hello there, Janice. You're looking as lovely as ever.
Thank you, Mr. Burrows.
Well, Leslie, I suppose you've got me up here to gloat.
No, of course I haven't. Mr. Brown's just rung. He says there's no legal precedent.
Well, I mean, after all, £20,000 is better. You what? You mean we're not getting the money?
No, I'm afraid not.
We've still got to go on living together.
Well, I don't like it any more than you.
Oh. Here, I'll tell you what. What about a truce, then, instead of all this rowing?
Well, I'm prepared to try.
Shake.
Why not? Here, hadn't you better be getting back?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's all go in dispatch, you know. Did you get it?
Hey, what?
Go in dispatch.
Very funny.
It's quite a nice office you've got here, isn't it?
Yes, it's not bad.
Good view of the gasworks?
Yes, on a clear day.
Hey, hello. What's this you're reading, Janice? Blythe Spirit.
Oh, yes, it's just a play.
Is this going to be your next little epic, then, is it?
Well, could be.
What's it about?
Well, it's about a sort of spiritual.
Negro spiritual?
No, not really.
Oh, it's ever so good. I like Madame Arcati's part. Now, she's the medium who conducts the seance.
Yes, thank you, Jane. Thank you.
Oh, yes. There's a seance in it, is there?
Oh, yes. Yes, well, that's what it's all about.
All right, Janice. Sure you've got lots of work to get on with.
Hang about a minute. You know, Janice, I bet you're a smashing little actress, aren't you? Pretty legs, lovely speaking voice. Here, why not read me a bit of that part now? I'd love to hear it.
Oh, would you really?
No, there's no time for that. She's far too busy.
No, really, Leslie. Only take a moment. Come on, Janice, off you go.
Oh, yeah, well, all right, then. Is there anyone, Bill? Is there anyone there?
I thought
well,
so.
Well, not for you.
That's Mum's voice, isn't it, you conniving little git?
Language, Jack! Shut up, Janice!
Have I got the part?
Shut up! You rigged the old flaming thing, didn't you?
You're a fine one to talk.
My old brother trying to get more of the money.
So are you.
That got nothing to do with it. From now on, mate, it is total war. I'll have to tell you on day and night. I'll sprinkle fag ash all over the carpet till it's knee-deep.
Just you dare! You want...
In this week's Share and Share Alike, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, you heard Michael Robbins as Jack Burrows, Hugh Paddock, Leslie, Elizabeth Morgan, Janice, Dennis Bond, Ron, with guest appearances by Derek Giler as Mr. Brown and Henry McGee as Archie Cartwright. The show is produced by John Dyers.